Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It is 8:34. Happy New Year. January 1st, 2025. Politically speaking, plenty has changed heading from 2024 to this year. In Missouri, the party in charge remains in charge. John Hancock and Michael Kelly looked at the changes coming in Jefferson City.
John, what a year 2024 was for local and state politics. Not only did we have the national elections going on, but we had the statewide elections here in Missouri. The big focus was on the governor's race, where I think anybody who with an R behind them their name decided that they were going to run for governor over the last couple of years. And there was this one candidate, Mike Kehoe, the lieutenant governor, a unique story to be a Republican, who went out and did something I've not seen in quite some time, which is bring together non-traditional groups, both Democrats and Republicans, to his side, not only for a general election, but probably more importantly, John, an election that was going to be a foregone conclusion. Whoever won the Republican primary was likely going to be the governor. Mike Kehoe put together an impeccable campaign to win that primary and then ultimately take the November election.
He did. And we've entered this era now where effectively whoever wins the Republican primary for these statewide offices is the person who wins. And so here you had Kehoe, relatively little known. He was appointed lieutenant governor, and then he won the office in his own right in 2020. He had been a state senator for a little bit, but most of his life was spent in the private sector. And, you know, just to quickly kind of give you a sense of his story, which is an amazing one. He was born in North St. Louis in Baden. His father was a St. Louis City police officer, and Mike was the youngest of six kids, five of whom survived. And his father abandoned the family when Mike was 1 year old. He only laid eyes on his father once in his adult life that he can remember. And very poor. The family moved from Baden to Walnut Park, which was a really rough neighborhood in those days. It still is, of course. And he was raised there and had the very good fortune of being made known to Dave Sinclair, the Ford dealer in South St. Louis, who himself had been a St. Louis City police officer, and he knew of the situation of the family. And he kind of took young Mike under his wing, and so he got him a scholarship to Chaminade, and Mike would take a bi-state bus to school every day, and started detailing cars at Dave Sinclair Ford for extra spending money. And then he became a truck salesman. He was good. And then at a very young age, they put him in charge of the truck sales department and had to get a special clearance from Ford because Mike was so young at the time. By the time he turns 23 or so, the Ford dealers in St. Louis all owned a van conversion business in Lynn, Missouri. That's in the middle of the state, rural area. It was losing money. And they asked Mike if he would go see what he could do, and he did. And he turned it into an ambulance manufacturing business. And today it's the third largest ambulance manufacturer in North America. Remarkable. By 28, he was awarded Mike Kehoe Ford in Jefferson City, became the youngest Ford dealer in the country. He's in the Automotive Hall of Fame. About that same time, since he was a little boy, Mr. Sinclair owned a farm and would take Mike out to the farm on weekends. Mike fell in love with that rural setting. His own background being raised in North St. Louis in a very small home with six other people. And so when Mike was able, he bought a farm. And today, he's got a very successful cow-calf operation that he runs. He's been a success in business. He's been a success in agriculture. He understands the problems that our cities face because he's lived them. He's a very unique figure, and he put together a really incredible victory.
Well, and he beat a household name, the Ashcroft name, amongst others who had put together some more firebranded style Republican politics. Mike Kehoe ran an interesting campaign, John, where he brought, like I said, non-traditional folks to the table. What is it about Mike Kehoe that brought people together, or are the circumstances such in Missouri that people want to have somebody they can rally around rather than somebody that would be divisive?
Well, remember, it was a three-way primary. So Bill Eigel was in that, as was Jay Ashcroft. And so, you know, the Republican electorate has become much more of a populist entity. And Mike, in so many respects, is a traditional conservative. But there's still a healthy number of traditional conservatives in the Missouri Republican Party electorate, and there was a sufficient number of them for him to win that three-way primary, went on to defeat Crystal Quaid, the Democrat, in November. That was a compelling story this year. The other compelling story, more closer to home, is that of Cori Bush.
Yeah, Cori Bush, the congresswoman who toppled the Clay dynasty several decades of the Clays running it. She had come in. She became a progressive Democrat, ran in conjunction with Kim Gardner and Tashara Jones. They were going to reform criminal justice. They were going to be a new style Democrat. Cori Bush aligned herself with the squad up in Washington, D.C., including AOC and Bernie Sanders. And then, John, the Israeli-Gaza conflict came about, and sentiment changed for Cori Bush. In terms of folks who wanted to see her go, money poured into the district, what could arguably be the most expensive primary congressional race in the country. And Wesley Bell, the prosecutor from St. Louis County, who toppled the longtime prosecutor, Mr. McCullough, winds up taking on Cori Bush, taking her out, and is headed to D.C. here at the beginning of the
year. I have never seen the kind of money spent in Missouri on a congressional race like that. Have you? I just can't think of it.
Well, I mean, it was national proxy fight. I mean, you had the progressive money versus a lot of business and Jewish interests that were playing out, and it was a narrative that was going on in the country, even in those couple of weeks leading up to it as it related to the conflict.
Ironic now that of the three you mentioned, Tashara Jones, Kim Gardner, and Cori Bush, only Tashara Jones still holds public office.
And if we were to do a 2025 prediction, we would probably be talking about what this wall means for Tashara Jones. Progressives definitely taking it on the chin. One of them ran for the United States Senate against probably one of the most unpopular Republicans nationally, but popular in Missouri. That's Joggin' Josh Hawley. He winds up holding on to his seat handily against Lucas Kuntz, who came out, John, trying to be a different style Democrat. In fact, he wouldn't even endorse Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris was trying to say that he was going to hold Josh Hawley accountable and he would go to D.C. and carry that same populist message that Josh Hawley had from a left-of-center perspective.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting to see that because you had in Kuntz a candidate who was different, who had money. He had plenty of money. That campaign spent millions of dollars. And yet his vote performance on Election Day was not appreciably different than Crystal Quaid, the Democrat running for governor, who had virtually no money. And yet their performance was about the same. So that kind of tells you that the Democrats have a structural problem in winning elections in the state of Missouri.
And as we reflect back on 2025, that particular race sticks out with me because that was two individuals in Lucas Kuntz and and Josh Hawley, which they were so similar, John, whether it be their political policies, whether it be the way they dressed, the way they talked, their commercials. It just, this populism on both sides of the aisle on full display, is it a sign of what's to come?
We'll see. You know, I don't know in Missouri specifically. I think the Democrats are going to have to start expanding out. They got the cities, you know, Kansas City, St. Louis. They win some races out of Columbia because it's a college town. They won the state Senate seat there this year. They're going to have to begin to make some penetration out into the collar counties, the St. Charles's, back in Jefferson County where they used to run the place, and incrementally build a base because they've got a real problem.
In 2025, the focus on local elections takes hold. We'll find out some changes just like we saw in 2024. He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We look forward to another year of local politics with you, right?
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Nick's Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Right here on KMOX.